blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah.
Welcome to the first ever Blah Blah Podcast. I'm Jason Green, sitting next to Kyle Downey and Sean, oh God.
Oh no.
Sean Smith.
Did you really forget?
No, I'm just
Oh, I was going to say.
I was going to say, it's the most common last name in the world.
Yep, that's the last curse that will ever be said on this show.
Like Battelle.
Oh, who said a curse?
I just said the F-bomb. my mistake.
You did? Oh, I almost cursed too.
I almost did it too.
I'm going to have to bleep it.
Bleep. I didn't even curse.
How would we know?
You'll never know.
If we really have to curse, let's just censor ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, I really don't want to have to go back and listen to this so I can put curses in it, bleeps.
And actually, instead of like putting bleeps, put over like even harder curse words.
Could I just put in like a sound bite of like ah, over the top of it?
Or like a chicken squawking.
Or a goat.
goat simulator.
I can let you be creative with that.
Okay.
All right. So, I'm assuming you all go on the internet.
No.
You don't?
No.
I hate the internet.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, the internet is a series of tubes.
I live in a cardboard box.
With a bunch of computers.
Oh, okay.
The internet is like 25 years old now.
Is it? As old as me.
It's mainly used to watch pornography.
Mm.
But every now and then, you'll get some interesting, you know, tidbits of Hollywood news that's coming out. And recently, the big dude from the most recent Conan reboot has been cast as Aquaman in Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Mm, okay, yeah. So what does this make? Who else is in the movie
other than Ben
Batman
Affleck
and Superman?
Yeah, Ben Affleck is Batman.
We have Wonder Woman in there.
Yeah, Gal
Gattaca?
Gattaca, yes. Gack, that old Nickelodeon slime thing, you remember that?
No,
I
don't.
Ring a bell.
I don't know. Is her real last name Gattaca?
No, it's like Ghetto.
Okay. I was just saying that.
I only know her from Fast and the Furious. I didn't even really watch those movies. I just heard she's from Fast and the Furious.
She died, apparently.
In real life?
No, in the movie.
I was going to say, how many people in that movie are going to die in real life?
But Henry Cavill returns as Superman, which I personally think he's the best Superman next to Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, he's definitely got
that. Not that there's
image.
That many.
There's not that many
to choose from if you want to count the animated series.
He was good as Superman. It's just he could have used a better movie, is all.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, he could have had more dialogue to actually flesh out being Superman.
Yeah.
But,
he could have saved some people.
It's not really considered.
He just punched things, man. I mean, he at least punched things.
It's not really considered Man of Steel, Man of Steel 2.
No, because they said Man of Steel 2 is going to be like 2017 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
We'll get to that in a minute, though.
Ooh.
Right.
Excuse me. But yeah, so, what's his name? Jason Momoa. That's his name. Has now been
from
cast
Game of Thrones.
From Game of Thrones.
Khal Drogo. Yeah.
So, thoughts? Anybody?
I don't know. I don't know much more about him except for Game of Thrones, to be honest. And since he barely really acted in the show, you know, since we don't understand Dothraki.
It's a real language.
It was a made-up language for the actual show. Mm-hmm. Yes, they used...
Did George R. R. Martin make it up himself?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Some linguistic person did it.
Oh.
But, you know, he doesn't really act that much. He just gets angry a lot.
Mm.
But, I don't know, he's directing a movie that's supposed to come out this summer, too.
What?
That's what I've heard.
Wait, he directed a movie?
Yeah, he's actually directing a movie.
Wait a minute, is it a biker movie?
I have no idea.
Because I saw a commercial for a movie that he's going to be in, a biker movie.
It could be. He could be directing in and at the same time. I have no idea. But I don't know how good of an actor he really is, but I'm hoping he's good. It doesn't really look like Aquaman to me. Aquaman looks like the guy from the cartoons.
Yeah, I mean, I've been,
the comics.
Big Justice League Unlimited, Justice League cartoon fan here, and like, if you look at Aquaman in those renditions, he's long, blonde hair. Yeah. Kind of looks like Fabio.
He's a straight-up white guy.
Yeah, you know? And he's got a hook for a hand, too, which is awesome.
Well, the weird thing is like, they're putting Aquaman in the movie, but I always considered Aquaman to be a comedic, like, laughable character.
Yeah.
If he's done right, he can actually be pretty badass.
Yeah.
But I know he gets, like, you know, the, I don't want to use the S end of the stick, if you know what I mean. And,
deep.
And, yeah, so, I mean, because obviously he's just, you know, focused more just underwater. But there are threats underwater. I mean, look at Cthulhu. Big, giant, hulking octopus man. There's Cthulhu.
What is his powers? I'm not versed on
that. He can manipulate
Aquaman.
Water, as far as I know. And he can talk to sea creatures.
Yeah, I was going to say, he has the ability to talk to, like, other animals.
What is it? Like, only 5% of the ocean has been actually explored?
So, are the sea critters going to help in this?
Yeah. Like, sharks and killer whales and stuff?
Teaming up with Some Batman dolphins? And Superman? As far as I know, though, like Batman and Superman are going to be the prominent characters in those movies.
Clearly.
And, they already cast Cyborg.
Yeah.
So he's going to make a cameo. And Aquaman and Wonder Woman are going to just...
What about The Flash?
Make cameos.
No, isn't that the TV Flash? Show?
Yeah. But there's Flash that. Is the best. And then there was the supposedly leaked, I don't know if it's really been confirmed, but the DC Universe, like, movie dates.
No,
like,
it's been confirmed.
Those are real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so do you have a list of what the movies are?
I remember it off the top of my head.
Oh, you, really?
Yeah, there's... Okay. Batman, Superman, then Shazam, which was Shazam's the next one on the list, which is extremely surprising.
And isn't that the same summer as Batman and Superman?
No, I thought that was the year after. I guess I don't have it all in my head.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I have the... whatever. But, Kyle, are you familiar with Shazam?
I've heard, but I never...
Isn't that the movie with Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, I don't... I think so.
No, that's Kazam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I
really... you got my hopes up there.
Shaq was in a Marvel movie.
It was also Steel. In a video game too.
Yeah, Steel. Huh?
Shaq Fu, man.
Oh, Shaq Fu. Okay.
Horrible game.
I thought you might like Steel the video game.
No. But Shazam is a character, he's a 10-year-old kid, Billy Batson. And then whenever he says the word, yeah. I think that's his last name. I could be wrong. It's like Batson or Watson or something like that. But Billy's definitely his first name. He's like a 10-year-old kid who gets some magical powers, and whenever he says the words Shazam, a lightning bolt strikes him, and he turns into, like, a Superman character.
That's right.
And he turns into Superman.
Yeah. Like, he was a pain on the friggin' Injustice game.
He's in Injustice?
Yeah.
Because my next point was going to be, a lot of these Zack Snyder DC movies that are coming out all take over the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight gritty tone, but Shazam stars a 10-year-old kid, so is that going to be gritty?
Well, look at what they're trying to do with this Gotham TV show. You know, they're bringing Bruce Wayne in early, which I think is a mistake.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be gritty. So, you know, it's like they're kind of gearing a little bit towards kids, but still, you know, to kind of keep the grittiness in there a bit.
But, yeah. Like, a kid who gets superpowers is like any 10-year-old kid's dream. So if they can make that gritty, I guess it'll work.
Well, I mean, gritty to an extent. I mean, you're
like,
not going to
oh,
see...
No.
Maybe make it like an aspect
oh, no,
where
I'm Superman
you're a
now.
Superhero now, but you have real responsibilities with that or something like that.
Anyway. So Spider-Man.
Yeah, yes. Basically. Like, you're a superhero, now be
Spider-Man.
Responsible for your actions.
Yeah, but Shazam, and then there's the supposed Green Lantern and Flash team-up movie.
Yeah. Which oh, you skipped over Sandman.
Oh, yeah. Totally forgot about Sandman.
Yes, well...
I always think of, like, the Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, well, the reason why I remember Sandman is because it's supposed to come out on Christmas.
Next year.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Sandman.
No. Nope.
Does it put you to sleep?
I don't know. He's not in it. Is he in any of the games or anything?
Nope.
Because it seems like a weird character to put on there, unless you're talking about the professional wrestler, Sandman.
I thought he died.
No, he didn't die.
He was basically ECW's answer to Stone Cold.
No, he was Stone Cold before Stone Cold.
Really?
Yeah, Stone Cold, yeah.
I always wanted them to see them in a fight.
No, well, see, the problem is Sandman couldn't really do much other than drink beer and smoke, so...
He wasn't much of a wrestler.
No, no. But have they done any sort of Green Lantern and Flash team-up before?
Only on the Justice League TV show.
Only like, on the TV show?
Like, the cartoons, I mean. Like, Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, they're friends, obviously. They're all friends, but Green Lantern and Flash...
Would you say they're super friends?
All right, buddy. You can end this now. basically, they're, you know, the Green Lantern, which I'm almost positive, they won't recast Ryan Reynolds. And they'll just get a black guy and get Jon Stewart this time. Hopefully, it's Jon Stewart from The Daily Show and Blackface.
Mm-hmm.
We'll love to Blackface. See that.
But
as we all want,
that would be the perfect combination ever. Anyway, I just lost my train of thought thinking of Blackface.
Think of other movies.
Well, they also stay on this one. Yeah, they were also the Fantastic Four reboots are in there too.
Oh, as part of it. Well, that's not DC.
I know, but they were, for some reason, the article that I was reading, it had those in there. Like, they were comparing the movies that Marvel's going to put out.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, with DC and all
that. Yeah, I don't know about you, man, but I have zero interest in the Fantastic Four movie.
I mean, it's, we just saw it like 10 years ago, you know.
Not even that, it's just, the Fantastic Four is just a superhero group that nobody
cares. You just don't like that, what's-his-face is black.
Johnny Storm?
Yeah.
I am no racist.
I am not a racist.
I am not a crook. But
I have no interest in Fantastic Four at all.
But
not just because of the movies. I just have no interest in really superpowers.
I mean, if you look at the cast, it's just a bunch of teenagers. It's like, are they going to build
There's Zoe Barnes from House of Cards. She's Miss Invisible.
Kate Mara.
Are they going to build all these young kids going to build a rocket ship and go and get diseased in space?
Well, apparently they're like taking a cue out of like, what is it, the Ultimate Universe, and they're not actually going into space getting their powers. They're like government subjects who are tested on. But regarding the Green Lantern Flash movie, like, I think it'll work out well because Green Lantern, John Stewart's very serious. Flash is funny.
I know, he's good like, on Comedy Central.
Kind of like the Flash is funny, kind of like in the same vein as Tony Stark. He's like quick-witted and stuff. So that'll be fun to watch them. And then also, it was like 2018, supposedly a Man of Steel 2, like an actual definitive new Superman movie. And I mean, I want them to do a Superman movie in the same vein as the animated series. That was easily, in my opinion, the best rendition of Superman ever. Like, so good. I just want to see Superman fight, like, an actual villain, not Lex Luthor, not Zod, like...
So
Parasite or Brainiac.
If Lex Luthor is in
Man
of Steel, Batman conjoined movie, then are they going to keep him around?
And oh, yeah. Lex Luthor is like the biggest DC villain.
So then, okay. But clearly they're not going to... See, that's the thing. They haven't really announced anyone... Have they announced anyone else like a different villain? Because I can't see...
I read rumors that...
I can't see him being like the main guy.
Like in some comics and some different storylines, Lex Luthor gets a power suit, like a big hulking like Iron Man suit just to fight Superman.
Yeah, that's what he has in the Injustice game.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see that happening this time, but I did read that supposedly like Metallo is going to be the muscle villain who's going to be Lex Luthor. Metallo is this guy... He's like a, it's been a while since I watched the episode of Superman Animated Series where he was introduced, but he's like, he's an expert assassin who gets really screwed up, like blown up. He gets his body put into like a metal suit, so he's like basically the Terminator.
So he's RoboCop.
Yeah, he's basically evil Terminator RoboCop with a heart of kryptonite
that
powers him. And he was voiced in the cartoon, he was voiced by Malcolm McDowell. So maybe he'll play him.
I don't think so.
That'd be awesome. But
it's all 71 years old of him.
I mean, being in a robot suit can make you feel young again.
Yeah, I guess.
But supposedly Metallo is supposed to be the muscle, and I'm betting any amount of money that Batman and Superman will fight at some point. But then they'll team up and realize that they're best friends. And then Wonder Woman will show up, just be like, hey, and then leave. Man of Steel 2 is in 2018, and then supposedly the next solo Batman movie is supposedly to be 2019.
Yeah, ways to go then.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe they'll recast the Joker.
Maybe I won't see it.
Maybe it'll be you, Sean.
Hopefully not.
Sean, what if you get like a letter in the mail that says they want you to be the Joker?
Well, first I'd say, well, where's the camera? Because this is clearly a joke. Okay, enough of that. But no, it's... I don't know about this, because they already announced that Zack Snyder's going to do the Justice League movie itself.
Yeah, there's that, too. Like, 2017.
So, yeah, so, you know, they need to find someone to do the Batman one if they're doing that, too.
Well, maybe it'll be Christopher Nolan again.
No, he would never.
I don't think he would.
Never. He's too busy doing his own movies now.
Interstellar.
Yeah. I still don't know what that movie's about. I think it's about wormholes in space.
Maybe
like
there's aliens.
That's about all I got out of it.
Oh, I hope he doesn't do aliens.
Maybe it's a crossover with Prometheus.
Oh, I hope not. Just covered in black goo.
Yeah.
Well, this is not my phone.
phones look similar.
This isn't where I parked my car.
This is not my car.
Oh, other big movie news. Rian Johnson of Looper fame cast to direct Star Wars episodes 8 and 9.
Is it official? Because I heard only 7. Or, I'm sorry, not 7, 8. And they said he was going to work on a treatment for 9.
I only read 8 and 9. I mean, could be wrong.
Okay, because I heard that the original report of both 8 and 9 wasn't true. He was only going to sign for 8, but then they were going to make a decision on 9 based off of how he does with the treatment.
Why don't you think they're getting J.J. Abrams to do all 3? I thought that's what they were going to do.
I think Disney's tired of Abrams. He was delaying the production for a while. They wanted to get the movie out as quick as possible. I mean, they just spent, you know, over $1 billion getting the rights to the Star Wars everything. The entire thing. Well, not actually, no, they don't have what was it? They don't have merchandise for the old ones until like another year, I think. Something like that. So they wanted to get a movie out quick, though, because obviously they want to make a return on their investment. And they originally they had a script out. They fired the one writer, brought in the guy who wrote Empire Strikes Back, Cashin or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And really, the script was finished like, I don't know, maybe 2 months before they started, you know, going in the pre-production. It was a quick turnaround. You know, not as quick as Ant-Man one supposedly is, but
oh, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, but I think that they don't like the amount of time that J.J. Abrams was taking, and they're probably not happy with him. And to be honest with you, knowing that Rian Johnson usually only makes a movie every couple of years, he'll probably end up taking his time, and maybe we'll. I'm saying it right now. We might see a situation with him, possibly, you know, similar to the Edgar Wright thing.
Yeah, 'cause
he's not one who is gonna back down from his vision for putting something on a screen. So if for some reason they end up canning him because he takes too long, maybe longer than J.J. Abrams, then I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, never thought of it like that. All I kept thinking about that was Looper was a good movie.
It was a good movie. He's a good director. He knows what he's doing. And but don't be mistaken. He's only made 3 feature films. So, and he's been making movies for the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. So, you know, it's not like he comes out with a movie all the time. It's just,
except when it's really good.
I just hope that the Disney figureheads don't pressure him too much to.
Mickey's just standing over him. Ha ha! You got to make this Star Wars movie. Ha ha!
I'm bludgeoning you.
I'll get you right in the Looper.
So yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But I'm sure if J.J. Abrams, it's weird that they would come out with this news now, considering A, the movie's not even done finished shooting. And you know, they don't even have. I mean, I guess they're working on a script for the next one, but it's like they're still shooting the movie. There's no reason why they need to make an announcement like this quickly.
Yeah, no, you're right. So, I bet you Abrams was just chilling in his bathtub full of money, takes out his iPhone, scrolls through news, and he's like, they're replacing me.
Well, if he knew that this was going to happen, he probably could have went back to Star Trek, because he's not doing the next one. Maybe he'll
make Super 8 too. Super 9.
That's not a film stock. there is no such thing as Super 8 16, so I don't know. But you know who's doing the next Star Trek, right?
The guy who did Night and Day.
Is it? No.
Oh, I have no idea.
No, it's one of the screenwriters who did the script for the movie.
Is it
one of the ones who wrote Amazing Spider-Man?
Oh, one of those guys.
They're apparently directing the new one.
It's going to suck.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What did you think of the last Star Trek?
It was all right.
I didn't like it.
I didn't mind it. Like, as an action movie, it's great. As a Star Trek movie, it's not.
Makes no sense.
I've been watching some Next Generation on Netflix. And, like, Star Trek's all about, you know, exploration, enlightenment, you know, discovering the unknown, and learning, scientific research.
Learning!
Yay! You know, all about that good stuff. And the Abrams, new Star Trek movies are good action movies, but they're like in a Star Wars kind of vein, you know? Right, Kyle?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see Into Darkness?
Yeah, I went with you.
We saw, you did?
Did we see an IMAX?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we definitely saw an IMAX theater.
Were we holding hands?
Were we holding hands?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
It was probably under a coat so you could conceal it.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, I didn't mind I like the first Star Trek one.
First one's good.
Yeah, that was really good. It was a fresh start.
Reboot,
you know?
They needed that reboot.
I don't like that word. Reboot.
Reboot.
Well, it's being used for everything now, you know?
Well, that's because everything's reboot.
Movie industry is just not a computer. I can't reboot the hard drive.
Well, basically is restarting, you know, a franchise or something, but giving it some fresh...
eggs.
Fresh coat of paint.
Yeah, basically, you know.
Yeah.
Because I think people, you know, this new audience, they don't really understand Star Trek. They consider it nerdy.
Yeah.
And then that's why they brought in more of like a Star Wars action kind of aspect. They catch the attention of like the non-Star Trek Trekkies.
Yeah. And J.J. Abrams is the first one to say he's more of a Star Wars fan than Star Trek. Yeah. So.
But Paramount just put a sack of money on his desk, and they're just like, okay.
Make a Star Trek movie.
I'll make a Star Trek movie. I'll do it, boo-boo.
Yeah, but, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Any other movies?
I
mean, I was reading that they're doing an Outer Limits movie.
They've been talking about that for years.
So, and that's supposed to come out 2016, they said.
I've been hearing about that for years. There was an old website I went on. Back when I first discovered the internet in, like, 2001, there was this old website I went on called comingattractions.com.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember looking... Ooh. looking back on it now, I remember the website was just, like, a basic HTML, which is, like, links of upcoming movies. And I remember back then saying an Outer Limits movie was coming out in, like, 2004.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said 2016 or something like that. I'd be interested.
Do you think
it's a good show?
Do you think they'll take a page out of Twilight Zone movie and kill someone?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, I hope not. Yeah,
things are a little stricter now. We also have CGI.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We don't need to place people in front of helicopters.
The whole movie will be on a soundstage, just like Episode 1 to 3 in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Which is a giant green screen.
Yeah.
And no blue screen.
Whoa!
Fancy. Yeah.
Well, you know what the difference is, right?
One's blue, little trick.
Film stuff, so I wouldn't know these things.
Well, the reason why they do blue, it's virtually the same thing. The difference is like if you have someone who's wearing green,
I was gonna say
someone who is green. Yeah,
if you wear green, you're
like
gonna
an Anchorman 2. Where are my legs, Ron?
Yeah, that's basically why
I have no legs.
But the blue translates better, I guess, in terms of wearing what you can wear.
No, I think it's just well, look at Star Wars for example. You know, a lot of sets that are white. You know, people might have like green face paint. You know, aliens are green. You know, the usual. So, I'm not surprised. Of course, it could be blue too, but that's a whole other
Blu-ray. There you go.
But yeah. So, last night we watched a movie.
Oh, did we?
I'm not sure if you want to call that.
It was a movie that is on Netflix.
I'd call it a.
I want to call Netflix and be
it's
an annoyance.
Also on Redbox, it's called An American Ghost Story. Now, I don't know if this was a true story.
I doubt it.
Either way.
It looked like a documentary to me.
Either way, like it was a horrible looking thing.
You know what?
And.
Yeah.
It looked like it was shot on somebody's iPhone.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't make the iPhone look that bad.
No, because at least they had focus for a couple shots. Yeah. A couple shots were in focus.
And, you know, your favorite thing was in the movie.
What, the sliders?
There you go.
Enlighten us, Sean. For people out there who don't know what a slider is, and it's not that great TV show I'm talking
and
about.
It's not like the little hamburger.
Yeah, it's not delicious little slices of burgers.
White Castle.
It's a slider. It's just, it's basically... a tiny dolly that you put a camera on and makes it move either forwards or backwards.
It keeps it straight, right?
It keeps it level and everything. Well, you could theoretically make it crooked if you wanted to, but but my assessment was is like this guy he must have just found a slider just laying around somewhere and was like, I'm going to use this for every other shot. Anything that doesn't have dialogue in it, slider. That's basically what he did. It was annoying. Because he didn't know what to use a slider for.
I wouldn't make my worst enemy watch that movie. So, although the movie that we watched the other night on the Mystery Science 3000.
At least we had...
That movie was horrendous.
We watched Touch of Satan?
Yes.
Touch of Satan.
Yeah. It was a sequel to Touched by an Angel.
Uh-huh.
And if there wasn't for the, you know, the rifting and the making fun of the movie, that would have been the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
That was like...
Because it literally had nothing to do... I mean, I did have something to do with Satan or the devil.
Did Satan actually show up?
Nope.
No, it just talks. And it's just a normal dude talking.
He's like, hello.
He's like, hey, how you doing? I'm going to take over your body now. And it's like, okay, God, help me. And then they just like, I don't know, some crazy old woman that was like cursed by the devil or whatever. And then the girl that plays like the main character, or one of the main characters, was actually a witch too or something.
You were even following that much?
Yeah, she like had the spell Saint on her. That's why she was young for so long. And then like the guy wanted to live with her forever. So he became Satan.
Boy, you were into it. Too. I was like just fading in and out so much.
I know.
I'm like, hey,
I couldn't even make fun
joke.
Of that movie, really.
I was trying to pay attention to the ghost movie.
Yeah, American
Ghost
Story.
I lost interest.
Okay.
Like, I was
so,
trying.
In a nutshell, the movie is about...
It's about this guy who is an author, apparently.
Yeah. But no proof. We never saw another book.
No proof of him being an author whatsoever. It's just off of his words.
He wasn't even drinking.
Yeah, it's true.
Sean, did you know I'm an author?
Are you drinking?
I drink all the time. Oh. I have no proof.
You're an author, but you're writing your first book.
Yeah.
So you're an author.
I am.
He's an amateur author.
Yeah. And you never see him writing in the movie at all?
No, you don't see him writing once.
No.
Not one time. You either see him in the house putting something away... or going to bed.
Or looking at
half the movie, he's in his bed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a normal daily life day.
I guess they're in bed 90% of the day. I guess that's cool.
And we didn't even watch the whole movie. It's like,
we skipped over like 30 minutes.
We got halfway through, and I'm like, all right, I can't take this.
But
again.
Like, he was in his bed the whole time.
His girlfriend leaves him.
It was a girlfriend, right?
I'm assuming girlfriend, fiance.
It was probably a sister.
Definitely not a wife. Well, I hope he's not his, yeah.
But
I mean, they should have at least played basketball, him and the
ghost.
The ghost,
yeah.
Him and the ghost. Yeah.
The ghost of Larry Bird. Is Larry Bird dead?
No.
God rest his soul.
Larry Bird can astral project because that basketball was possessed.
Yeah, it was definitely a possessed basketball. It could have been a comedy.
But, you know, it was just awkward because, like, he's just in the house by himself and this, you know... Ghost is apparently just doing the most mundane things to him.
Yeah, moves chairs around. Whoa!
Oh my God, he stacked the chairs.
He read my email.
You rascal. You got mail.
Yeah, there was AOL in that movie. Yeah. What are we, 1998?
Yeah, AOL seriously? Doesn't exist. I think he was using a gateway PC, too. My theory is that it was shot years ago.
Or he just found old stuff.
Maybe, I don't know.
Didn't have any budget for a new like Mac.
But like... I could totally see this being shot like in 2007.
It's probably shot in his like grandma's house.
Maybe. And like he's just has a random gateway computer. He you know, is still using
old
AOL.
Telephone.
Old school telephone that he has to wrap in you know, newspaper wrap.
Remember that radio that goes off at one point? Like an old school radio? Like
it's from the 1930s radio.
Yeah, and it goes off. I'm like, who has those anymore unless you're actually like an antique collector?
Maybe
or something.
The house is just a portal.
And he literally
time.
after he gets the joke from the gay friend.
Who was his brother, I think.
Was it his brother? I thought it was just his gay friend.
First of all, every male character in this movie, aside from the mailman, looked exactly the same. The main character, when you look at...
The mailman.
when you look at the... he has a newspaper clippings on the wall of like the family that died in the house before him, and the father looks exactly like him.
The newspaper clippings that were made on Microsoft Word.
Yeah, and his friend slash brother looks exactly like him. It's basically the same guy playing
was
every
movie. Was he the brother?
I don't know.
Dude, they don't even really mention
There's one part where they mention, he's like, what about our mom? I think he's mentioned something about that.
I thought he said his mom.
I thought he said our...
Anyway.
Why are we talking about
I don't know.
This?
We should
but,
give
like,
this movie two more minutes of talk because it's not even really...
But like, he sends him the fake joke, but instead of using his cell phone to call him, he literally dials his number on the
rotary phone.
The rotary phone.
Yeah.
And it's just like
this movie.
Except the email that he did get when it went off and it was like
the scary face.
A scary face pops out the image. I mean, that brought me back to my childhood, and that was actually really funny.
So basically, this movie takes place in a house that has just everything from every time period ever in it. It has like You Got Mail, 1999.
He had a killer cable setup, though.
Yeah, yeah, a nice big TV in my room.
You're right.
Like
forgot about that.
Whatever. But anyway, that movie sucked.
The only thing that really bugs me is that. Him and his girlfriend moved into that house knowing there was a murder in it.
Or murders.
Murders. Knowing it was haunted, wanted to provoke the ghost. He even said he wanted to.
And then he's surprised when he does.
He was surprised when the place was getting haunted and he was being attacked by the
demon. And it was legitimately a ghost in a sheet chasing
the
him.
The ghost is literally in a sheet. Looks like he's straight out of Charlie Brown.
And he actually chases him. Like, yeah. And does weird things.
And like levitates him and throws him around. It looked pretty fun, actually. Like,
yeah, I don't know. He looked scared. I think
the ghost just wanted to play with him.
Well, it had to be, because at the end of the movie, it's just like nothing happened.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I don't even remember the ending.
Me neither. I just remember him being thrown around by the ghost.
He gets thrown around by the ghost, and then it just ends.
Moves. He's like,
I just like
this.
He's just suddenly outside.
The landlord looked like a mailman. Was that the landlord, or was that the mailman?
I think it was the landlord.
Because he was collecting the rent.
But he looked like
a mailman.
He was in the blue suit.
He was delivering stuff. He said he was delivering stuff.
Maybe. He said he had deliveries to make.
Yeah, so he could be the mailman. That's the landlord.
He said that. I don't know.
He's like, I live right behind you. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
I have no idea.
I moved the movie around. Anyway, so don't watch that movie unless you have an enemy that you don't like.
You know what's as cool as movies? Video games.
Maybe even cooler sometimes.
I just got a PS4 pretty recently.
Mm. Cool.
It's pretty cool. Don't you agree, Sean?
I would agree. Unfortunately, you won't be having it for much longer.
Are you killing me tonight?
No, but you're going to be PS4-less by tomorrow.
No!
It's going to get the blue light of death or something.
So, who here watched E3?
I did. I didn't watch Nintendo, though. So
I didn't see Ubisoft.
I didn't see that either.
What was the other one?
Wasn't EA?
Was EA have their own separate one?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't watch EA.
I only saw the big three.
A horrible company.
Well, isn't that just all sports games, too?
Usually, it's like, hey, guys, we are releasing another Madden this year, and everyone's like...
Yeah,
all the NFL fans are. Yeah,
I was really looking forward.
Yeah. Hey, don't make fun of NFL.
I'm not. I'm just saying. I think they only actually announced two sport games: Madden and NHL 15. Uh-huh. That's only two.
I was really looking forward to
maybe FIFA,
like a Mass Effect 4 trailer or so. Nope, it was a trailer of the developer saying the game's coming.
Yeah, basically, they had to put it in there that they're like, well, we're making this game, guys, but we can't show you anything yet because we really haven't made anything yet. They and probably just made characters.
Just think about how much they hyped up Mass Effect 3's ending. Like, I don't get me wrong, I'm looking forward for this game, but they're like, oh, this game's going to take you to places you never expected to go. It's going to be so far out there. It's going to be awesome, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to take what they're saying with a grain of salt. Because they said the Mass Effect 3 ending was going to be the greatest, most climactic thing ever, and it was not.
Nope.
So.
But luckily, it's going to be completely different from that, too, they said. So, right? So, it's not going to be Shepard's story from the main character.
But I think it's going to take place... I'm only assuming it's going to take place, like, maybe 50 years after the third game, so...
I just don't get what you can make a story
You can still
about.
Have the same characters in some way or another.
The Reapers were, like, the ultimate...
The Reapers were God.
Yeah, they're, like, the gods of the universe.
They were God, yeah.
And, like, what can you make worse than that?
A super god.
No, I mean,
a
I'm saying
god.
I can't die.
Maybe you
more.
Can make up like some type of horrific disease or something like that. Or
I don't know.
I really don't have an idea.
I don't want to
AIDS.
Like AIDS on steroids.
Bust a brain vessel now. Thinking
AIDS.
About
that's
that.
Like
super space AIDS.
Spades. David Spades.
Oh my god.
That would be horrible. The worst alien in the world is David Spades. anyway, yeah. So that was pretty cool. But E3 was.
E3, yeah.
I think it was the best E3. I think it's better than last year.
I missed
last
E3.
Year was just look at the Xbox One, look at the PS4, but there was like no games to back it up.
Yeah,
I
mean
like,
there is.
Wow,
yeah,
cool. Technology is cool, but just, there's no games to back it up.
A lot of the games that I expected to be there, like Fallout 4.
Well, everyone expected Fallout 4, but I had a feeling they were going
to
come
out. And I really wanted them to show more of Uncharted. Uncharted looks great.
Yeah,
but I really wanted them to show more of that, and obviously wanted them to show more of Mass Effect 4, but GTA. Remastered looks great.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I was super excited when I started showing like the game. I was like, that has to be a remastered edition. Mm. And it was. I don't know. There's some game. I personally thought Microsoft was pretty good. Some people didn't like it. I liked it. I like the games that they introduced.
I heard Nintendo's wasn't all that great.
Nintendo's wasn't that... First of all, it wasn't live, but...
Was it?
It was a digital event.
It was a digital event, which is...
It's just like
a cowardly way out.
Only press conference.
Yeah. I think it was a cowardly way out of the thing.
Well, for no questions or anything?
I don't know. I think Nintendo is... I personally don't think Nintendo's that good at all anymore, and I don't think I'm the only one that thinks that.
Uh-oh.
And,
we're going to have those Nintendo lifers coming
after
you.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. Just... They've made so many bad decisions in the past...
Like the year of Luigi?
11 years? I don't know. Just... I think Microsoft was pretty good. PlayStation was excellent. Except for the fact that I'm not a fan of the PlayStation television. didn't interest me that much at all. Kind of just zoned out at that point.
Wasn't that basically their way of getting at Microsoft? Because of the Xbox One.
They both hackle each other a lot. Obviously. I mean, Sony attacked Xbox again this year, more than Xbox did the PS, Sony. But because they were like, what did they say this year? They said something right in the beginning of their conference.
Mother's a whore.
No, they said something, though.
Your mom, Xbox.
It was about the camera. They're like, our camera was always separate from our system. And I was like, Xbox, now they're making the decision to...
is that what the crowd did?
No, a few people did. Definitely, there's a few people that got that, you know.
PlayStation is the big man on campus now.
But, like, yeah, Sony is, like, I think they took a step back after the PS3 and went, you know, we need to, like, think more...
Logically.
Yeah. First of all, the PS3 was a good idea in a sense that, yeah, I think it's important to play backwards compat, you know, games like the PS2 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
big market for that, too.
Yeah, there was a huge market. The thing is, it cost them so much money to do that, and that really affected their sales. And Xbox always has had the edge that generation, no matter what.
The one thing about Xbox, though, is like last year's press conference with them, they were looking towards the future, like the future of Xbox, what this new system can do. This year, it kind of felt like they took a step backwards. They're like, we're going to give you Halo, the Halo collection,
yeah,
with all the Halo games from the past, including the original maps, just the way they were 10 years ago. It's just like they were.
Well, I think they're HD remastered, aren't they?
Well, they are. It's HD remastered, and then there's the original Halo 2 maps in there from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it feels like they were a little timid to go into the future this time. They actually took a step backwards in that regard.
Well, with Halo, you're always going to get people going nuts, and people know there's a Halo 5 coming, but they want to make the collection. And I know so many people went nuts for it. So, I mean, everyone that has an Xbox pretty much has played Halo. So,
if I had an Xbox,
guilty.
I'd same here. Sure. I personally love Halo, and I'll never say anything bad against it.
Until now.
I wish I had an Xbox One just to play Halo 5, but I'm not going to do that. So
that Cortana.
Yeah, they should have
hot AI.
I never know why, but they stopped after the first Halo of putting them on PC. Made Halo 2, right?
Halo 1 on my Mac.
I don't know. But I'm like, why did you stop? You make so much more money.
Yeah.
But there must be some issues.
Yeah.
At least Destiny's coming up here.
But Destiny's coming out, and they just lost their exclusive stuff from PlayStation. I mean, they didn't lose it, but they announced, like, special maps and stuff, and now they just announced Xbox is getting it, too. So, I don't know.
Oh, well. The more the merrier.
What is the point of having exclusive content if it's really not exclusive anymore?
Yeah.
And I know people, I don't mind it as much, but it's just, I hate when people are like, oh, you get it exclusively. I'm like, yeah, for how long? That's basically the question. You know, content, how long do you have it exclusive? And like, sometimes it's 6 months.
Yeah, but people can't wait though. So, you know, they want to get it as soon as possible. And come on, even you have to admit that you could, you know, feel that way too.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've been upset when I seen Xbox 360 exclusive content, and I'm like,
getting that Call of Duty content.
Not even that, but like Skyrim and stuff.
They had Dawn Guard. Yeah.
Fallout always had the DLC first.
Well, regarding Skyrim, like Skyrim couldn't even run on PS3.
No,
I'm sure if it could, it would have been at the same time as Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a big fall of that company.
Awful. I hope the next Elder Scrolls game on PS4 runs great.
I doubt it.
I
doubt it. I don't know. I mean, maybe he has a better chance than PS3, but does. But, I mean, it ran decently well in the 360, so I don't know. I guess something about the PS3. Well, but obviously, Valve doesn't like PS3, so.
I want Half-Life 3.
That's
But regarding Nintendo's digital event, the beginning, like the first 3.5 minutes, were amazing. They parodied Robot Chicken, and then like the two Nintendo presidents, like that Reggie Phil Zames guy and the Japanese dude Kawasaki, whatever his name is.
Kawasaki. His name's Yamaha. I'm just kidding. I don't know his name.
Yeah, me neither. they had like a fight, like a Street Fighter fight, like them actually. And I can't even tell you how awesome it was. It was so cool.
And then they announced new games.
And I like how in the very beginning, They said in plain English there's going to be no new Mario games announced this year. But then they announced Mario Maker.
What?
That's a game where you make Mario games. And you can make as many as you want. It's like Little Big Planet, but Mario.
Really?
That's so cool not only did they announce a Mario game,
oh, my brother's got a boner.
They announced a Mario game where you make as many Mario games as you want.
Oh, so many boners just went up.
Well, you need to get a Wii U.
I have a Wii U.
Wii U, Wii U, Wii U.
It's such a horrible name.
It is.
Well, the only good thing about the Wii U is that it has the as a controller, you can use it as a second screen.
You can go to the bathroom.
But not only that, but it, like, let's say someone else wants to play and it's, you know, two systems are connected to the same TV, you can just play on the Wii U controller. You don't have to use the TV for the
that
games.
Is
you
pretty
can
cool, yeah.
That's the only good thing about the Wii. Other than that, it's useless.
Nintendo's always a step behind with their hardware. Like, they finally caught up to the PS3.
They finally became HD.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right when that generation ended.
I'm sorry, that's important to me, though.
So when the PS4 and Xbox One generation's over, the Wii Knee will come out.
The Wii Knee.
The Wii Knee. Yeah, the weenie.
That was a joke since like the Wii came out.
Yeah, the weenie.
2007 or whatever.
Weenie Hut Juniors. Super weenie Hut Juniors.
But yeah, I think there's some really cool games that are announced in general.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal
X.
Kombat Sex.
I think. IGN said that Rainbow Six was their game
Siege.
At E3. And I agree. After I didn't know much about it, but I watched like a few gameplay stuff and stuff. Videos and whatnot, and yeah, it's old school Rainbow Six, which is something I think people need to play.
We should get that and then play.
Well, I'm definitely getting it. I've had the other
When's
two.
When's the release date, did they say?
Next year or some point, I forget.
Which means 2016.
Yeah, because Rainbow Six and Rainbow Six Vegas 2, and Rainbow Six Vegas and Vegas 2 were excellent games. I think the first one was a little bit better, but because it's close quarter combat, you know, those were, their maps were a little too big. Because you're playing in, like, casinos and stuff. Mm. Otherwise, this one's supposed to be, like, staged in houses, like, just regular residential living areas. Mm-hmm. So, and you're, you know, one team's a SWAT-ish kind of team going in, trying to get the hostages. The other team's trying to keep the hostages and kill the SWAT members. And
the other team's having cake.
You can shoot through the walls and stuff.
I like cake.
And break right through the walls. Mm-hmm. And you can shoot through the walls just to see what's going on. So it's going to be pretty cool. Like, that's going to be fun a lot. That's going to be a lot of fun. Other games I was interested in was obviously Destiny, as we said. We played the Alpha, Beta, whatever you want to call it. First
Alpha,
look.
Mega, Chi, Beta.
Typhoid.
Are you speaking English?
I'm trying to say a frat name.
Oh.
Right, it's Greek letters.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be fun, a lot of fun. I mean,
Chi Alpha Latte.
Definitely. That sounds like a coffee. But
that's my frat.
I'm going to go
tau,
get
no,
that
my
later.
Frat is Tau Iota Tau.
Mine's Tip. Delta Vega.
What? Wait a minute. Say that again.
Tau Iota Tau.
You own a Tau?
No.
Is that what it?
It's
T-I-T. T-I-T.
Zing over your head.
Oh, okay.
Oh, over your head. But anyway,
I was gonna say,
Destiny was a lot of fun. It's definitely like if you haven't been able to try it out yet, and or you can get the beta in July, it's definitely Halo. But
yeah,
bigger space. You get to play three different characters.
But you like Halo.
Yeah, I like Halo, so I don't complain.
Speaking of Injustice, Sean, I heard that Injustice 2 is coming out in 2016.
Excuse me?
Injustice 2.
Is it?
It's coming out in 2016.
Did they talk about that at E3? I didn't
no,
see it.
No, I think it was like one of those things that got announced, but like not at one of the press conferences. Mm-hmm. It's kind of on the side, like, oh yeah, by the way, Injustice
2
is coming out.
Oh, I'm very disappointed because the DLCs never came. Well, my brother has it for the Wii U.
Wii U!
But they never came out with the DLCs for it.
Really?
They were supposed to.
That stinks.
I know.
That game's even on Wii U?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, anything that's big enough should
Is Mario
has
in it?
To be. No. It's DC guys.
It's all DC guys.
Yeah.
Mario gets butt kicked.
Oh, that reminds me, like, with Super Smash Brothers, you're able to use your Miis on them now.
Oh, you
like,
can?
Like, you can make yourself.
So I can use Hitler?
Yes. You can use Little Hitler.
Oh, boy.
Little Hitler.
I'm sure that goes
But you didn't
well.
Know I had a Hitler Mii.
You're probably not the only one out there, to be honest. But yeah, it was pretty cool. Some cool games. It's unfortunate that most of the games are like next year or the year after, but like The Order got pushed back, Batman got pushed back.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
Batman looked freaking awesome.
But Batman looked very impressive.
What do you get pushed back to?
I think it's like early next year. Like
I'm assuming
quarter one.
February.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see.
And who knows though, like it might even be worse more than that. But hey, if that makes makes them have a better game, I'm all for it. So
it looks awesome. And Kevin Conroy is back as the Batman.
Is he? Is Scarecrow supposed to be the main guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that, actually. But that's
Well, him and the Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The Arkham Knight was like
the Arkham Knight is like, Sean, if you don't know, the Arkham Knight's like this villain that Rocksteady made specifically for the game.
Mm-hmm. He's like the opposite of Batman, right?
He looks like Batman, except he kills people.
Yeah, he's like the opposite. Like he came from like a rich family, apparently, too, or something like that.
Yeah.
Not as rich as the Wayne family.
No, but he comes from like a really affluent like family and stuff, but he just takes the other side of...
Yeah, I don't remember reading that, but we'll see.
Interesting.
I heard rumors that it's just because it's like the Arkham Knight is like a guy in a big suit of armor. You don't see any faces. So I heard rumors that it's like actually the ghost of Amadeus Arkham. Because remember in Arkham Asylum, you can like get those like, you scan those like tablets and you can hear the ghost talking to you. Could be him. Woo!
That'd be kind of weird.
Could be Kevin Conroy.
Yes, just himself.
Mm-hmm.
But that looks really cool.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Joker. He's coming back.
Mark Hamill did say he's retired.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, Troy Baker can do a good
Troy Baker is the best as the Joker. I mean, not as good as Mark Hamill. But...
No, Mark Hamill's always be the best. But Troy Baker did a very, very good job.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to complain.
No, but yeah, we also had that cool game Splatoon. You remember that?
No,
it's like a paintballing game. It was the very last thing that they showed. It was like a paintballing game.
I could see why.
And like basically, you play as like these little squids, and you each have a color of ink.
I'm done.
And you just like shoot each other with the different colors, and whoever has the more colors on the map wins.
Stop listening.
That just sounds interesting.
Sean, what did I say?
Something. I don't know.
Paintball.
Squids. Paintball. Ink.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a lot of games coming out. That's pretty much the...
telephone.
Hello.
Telephone.
But, E3 was just okay. I mean, I'm waiting to get my Game Informer and see what they say.
Far Cry 4 and all that.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Looks good.
Yeah, that's going to be on the cover of the next Game Informer.
Really?
Yeah, because I was checking through my tablet, and I was looking at the Game Informer, and I was like, Far Cry 4. And I was like, oh, I guess that's going to be the next cover.
You see, what?
Is that like a big thing to be on the cover?
Yeah, of course it is. It's always good.
You get the most coverage.
Yeah. That's what the main preview is about that game.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't think there's going to be a huge difference between Far Cry 3 and 4.
Except the graphics. Like, except the elephants.
Play and story. You know, it's going to be the similar, like, Ubisoft is going to be like, or you're going to hunt animals and kill them and craft stuff and climb radio towers or climb mountains to oversee more of the area so you can find more secrets. So it's going to be exactly the same as, like, Far Cry 3, Watch Dogs, and Assassin's Creed.
But it's going to be fun as hell.
But Far Cry is my favorite out of the all those games, even more than Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm. Far Cry really exploded after 3, though. Like, 2 was just okay.
2, like, had its promises, but everyone didn't like the story.
Yeah.
And they said, like, a lot of, like, I guess the driving and whatnot, or I don't know what it really was. But I thought the story was actually pretty cool. But I like the fact that you can burn things down, too.
Yeah.
It was, like, one of the first times where you can actually use fire in a video game effectively. And
you remember Haze?
God awful game.
That game had the best fire physics.
No, you know what had the best physics for stuff? Certain things breaking glass was Resistance. The first one.
Yep, Resistance Fall of Man, best glass breaking physics in the world.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh man, I'm gonna pull that old
podcast
gem out.
On just like cool.
Yeah,
physical
just
effects
the way it
video
cracks
games.
And the way it like shatters. It
I know,
looks
we're
so
just
realistic.
Like amused by it. Yeah. We're just like, oh my god, we can break glass all day.
This looks so cool.
Who cares about killing aliens?
Yeah, just save the world by shattering glass in their face.
And it was funny because the second game, and I don't know about the third really, but
it didn't look as good.
They didn't look as good. It's like, now, it guys, like, why'd you slack off?
It's just when you break glass in video games nowadays, it's just like teeny little triangles. But this had like
cracks
and like it was shattering so realistically. It was way ahead of its time.
They put a lot of effort into that game. That's why, too.
They put a lot of effort into just that. Yeah. Just the glass breaking.
Well, that game was important for Sony because that was one of the launch titles, you know? And they put a lot of press into that game.
It was good.
And
good
it
game.
Lived up to its standards.
I liked it a lot.
Typical first-person shooter. Online was pretty
good. Resistance 2 was okay. 3 was good. 1 was also good.
I never played 3.
I got it over there if you want to borrow it.
I might have to.
Okay.
Can I borrow the PS4?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can I borrow your mom?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Then we're in agreement.
I guess I'll have to return it.
Oh, you bastard.
Anyway, yeah, so E3 is cool.
Yeah, I wasn't the most spectacular thing in the world, but Sean, do you have any comments on E3?
Mortal Kombat. It's the only thing I'm excited about.
When did you become this Mortal Kombat fan all of a sudden?
I've been a Mortal Kombat fan for a while.
Is that why Glacier's your favorite wrestler?
No. I hate Glacier. No, it's that's why I hate Glacier.
Mortal
Kombat looks good.
What was it?
Mortal Kombat looks good.
Yeah, it does. Some of the fatalities look good.
Yeah, a bunch of new fatalities, some new characters in there.
Did you play Mortal Kombat versus DC?
No, I did not. I don't think I did. I don't think I did.
I just remember the Joker's fatality. He, like, shoots you with a gun.
Yeah.
Point blank in the face.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was pretty much, like, you know, their way of making Injustice. You know, they just swooped right in and...
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we have a DC license now. Let's make a fighting game with DC characters. Let's call it Injustice.
Yeah, it's a comic book now, too.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just check that out.
Oh, okay.
Check it out.
If you say so.
But anyway, so last night I went in my attic. I found my old
last night?
Yes. I found my Nintendo 64.
Oh. Oh, okay. Never mind. I didn't know it was.
What were you doing in the attic?
He's visiting his imaginary friend.
We have things to explain to you.
We'll get to that in a minute. But I found my Nintendo 64. We plugged it in and we played
this in our attic. How would you do that to a Nintendo?
Because my home entertainment system is
filled. It's its own room. Nintendo has its own room.
I look at the attic as like a sacred place where you put stuff that means things to you. I could very easily throw it out.
Stuff that means things to you, but you don't want them around
you. Why would you throw your N64?
I would never. I mean, I would never. Don't talk about that.
Not that it's rare or anything. You can find them for like
20 bucks. But it's what got me into video games. First game I ever played was Star Fox 64.
Right?
Yep. July 1996.
When did you get the Genesis then? Was it afterwards?
That was way after. That was just a weird gift from my uncle. My uncle's kind of behind times, and it was like 2003.
It was, really? That was then?
So you're saying he would get you a PS2 now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. It was like way after I got the PS2, and I was established video game fanatic, and I just remember my uncle just giving me a Sega Genesis one day, which was fun. I mean, I liked playing with it.
Genesis
but,
is an awesome system.
It's just
a little dated.
It was just like, oh,
it's like
thanks.
10 years past its prime.
It was like it was 10 years late on a gift. But,
I would take one.
No, I would. I think I still have it. I don't really remember what
you
happened.
You had like more of the newer models because yours was really small.
I had one of the original ones,
like the 16-bit Sega Genesis system.
I had a Batman
had, like,
game on it.
Buttons on it.
Oh, no, I remember playing the Roadrunner and Coyote game on it. That was a lot of fun, but it was hard.
A lot of Genesis games.
Yeah, and Tasmanian Devil on Mars.
I had a Looney Tunes game.
I had that weird game, Generations Lost. Do you remember that?
No.
You play as like
a
native
like a movie.
You play as a Native American who's in like a futuristic suit, and you go back in time for some reason, and you're
to clean
part
up the trash.
I'm getting to that. The name of your Native American tribe is the Janitors.
That's like Transformers.
No.
I am not even kidding. I'm not even kidding about that. But
well, that's interesting.
You go Anyways. Back and. I just remember that game being hard as heck.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard games on Genesis, like Comic Zone was
say
hard.
Hell.
Hell!
HE double hockey sticks.
But anyway, so I pulled out the N64, and I popped in Superman 64.
And we immediately turned it off. And
yeah, I don't know. I feel like I was getting tortured.
And after 10 minutes of grueling play...
After 10 minutes of you trying to blow at tornadoes...
Doesn't everyone try to do that?
No, not really.
Did you ever play or see Superman 64 before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't. I remember it being a little more, I don't know.
Better? I don't know.
That game was never better.
No, not better. I remember it being more stuff happening.
Yeah. I forgot how barren Metropolis is.
Yeah.
Apparently Metropolis is just a bunch of squares.
It's just a bunch
and
of
fog.
Polygons.
Yeah.
I feel like that game was just like, they released it when it was nowhere near being finished.
Nah, it was definitely rushed for whatever reason. It wasn't even a movie out at the time, right?
No, it's just,
it was like...
No, there was like a 20-year gap between movies.
Yeah, so
I mean,
it
like,
was like 3 or 4 years before the next Superman movie came out, so...
Yeah, it was just...
So then there was no point to rush it.
Well,
it came out right in the height of the animated series.
I was just going
to
say,
so,
was it part of the,
I mean, it uses the same characters and the voice.
Mm-hmm.
There was no voices in the game, but the little laughs you can tell were from Clancy Brown.
It's like, wow, he had such a hard job.
Yeah.
I just remember, like, I never played the full game because it just didn't, like, I don't think you possibly could.
You were smart enough to.
I didn't own an N64 at that specific time, and I never bought that game because I heard
I remember
it
getting
was.
That game when it came out, 99, whatever the date
yeah,
was, and I remember being so, because I love the animated series, I remember being so excited for it, I couldn't get home from school, I popped it in, and I loved it. I thought it was the coolest thing ever, because I had such a high...
blow with tornadoes.
I had such a high on, like, Superman.
Look, it
like,
makes a splashing noise when I go in the water.
Like a stick figure.
I just loved flying around, and, like, when you go close to objects, when you fly past them, it makes them, like, the, like, noise. But,
I think you're just interested with noises.
But, yeah, no, that game, like, I eventually became smart shortly thereafter. Eventually. And I'm like, you know what, Dad? This game blows. Literally. Tornadoes.
Blowing the tornadoes.
That mission is just like, that game is incredibly hard for what it should be. Everything's timed.
Yeah,
why is
why
everything
is
timed? I have no idea.
Timed. It's almost like...
Was that the whole game's timed?
Yep.
Right?
It seemed like it.
My God. That's horrible. You can't enjoy a game when it's timed.
No, I know. You know,
it's like you're just in a rush to beat it. It's like, oh, let me not enjoy this game. Let me just do what the time says.
And what if you have no idea what to do? Then you die. That's as simple as that. You just die.
Yeah. And back then, there was no real, like, tutorials to, Yeah, well, now when you get stuck in a video game, you go to YouTube. Or,
yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, but...
You don't even use GameFAQs anymore. Because GameFAQs, why do you want to read it when you can just watch a video, you know?
It's true. That's true.
The only way to make that game
so I think GameFAQs might actually have trouble soon.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. The only way to make that game semi-fun was putting the Game Shark on and getting all the cheats for, like, yeah, unlimited powers and, like...
It's like Castlevania 64.
Yeah.
When we had to eventually cheat to beat that game.
That game. The dragon shot nuclear bombs at you.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just not good at these games.
No, you
maybe
play
you
that game.
Maybe you just suck.
All right, you play that game. Will you beat that game on, what, medium or whatever?
It's impossible.
You can only get to a certain part in Castlevania 64 where it goes, well, congratulations, you made it this far, but to continue, you have to play the rest of the game on hard mode. And by that, you mean you have to start over, too. And on, or maybe it was medium mode you had to start over with, but you can't beat the game on easy.
That's not fair.
And you get to, like, even before the boss, you get to, like, a horrible maze of... walking around Frankensteins on motorcycles chasing you with, like, chainsaws and stuff.
That
and I'm
sounds
like,
amazing.
And I'm like, this is not medieval Castlevania. And then you take on Dracula at the very end, and he becomes a giant, like, 10-story dragon.
Oh, God.
That shoots nukes at you.
Yeah, like,
you,
literally, like, when the bombs hit the ground, there's a
mushroom cloud.
Mm. And it's just like, wow.
You can beat it.
And you only have your tiny little whip.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bad
You game. Whip them to death?
And yep. That game's camera angles were horrible. Oh, my God.
Thank God for Game Shark.
But, honestly, in general, though, that game wasn't that bad. I've played worse, like Superman 64.
So. Superman 64 will live in infamy as the worst thing ever made by any human being.
I think it's ranked number two as the worst game ever made.
Well, what's number one?
Big Rigs. That road.
Oh yeah, Big Rigs
truck racing game.
Road racing.
Which I think they stopped making that game.
Yeah.
And just put it into.
I love how when you win, it just says "You're winner."
You're a
winner. Yeah, but it says, but yeah, no, it says "You are a winner."
You are a winner. Yeah, but the first one was like, you're a winner.
You're a winner. Sean, you're a winner.
I couldn't even get the grammar right.
It was made by a Swedish studio.
Well, there
they
you go.
Probably didn't even know English.
Well, the funniest thing was like when how fast you can go in that game.
You can go backwards. Like lightning speed.
Like you can go backwards at like 1,000 miles per hour.
Mm.
You can go off the map.
Yep.
You just leave the map and the map just disappears.
And you're just in nowhere.
Yeah.
How do you get back?
You just don't
go forward.
You just go forward.
Yeah,
and the game just abruptly quits on you sometimes.
Your truck can do anything, and you always win. Even if the truck races you, which it does in a later updated version of the game, it stops right before the finish line, so you can pass it and win.
That sounds like a game for slow children.
And there's supposed to be cops in the game too,
but there is none.
There isn't.
On the box, there's a picture of cops chasing you, and there's not even a hint of a cop in the game.
Hmm.
That game was actually sold in the store. For a retail price of like $30.
You can still buy it like on Amazon.
Why?
I wouldn't buy it. I would definitely download it for free.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't even know why I would want to do that. I mean, there's literally nothing to do. There's nothing to do in the game at all.
Nope.
I don't know. But that's a pretty bad game. And I would say Superman 64 is definitely the worst 64 game.
Superman 64 is the Big Rigs of N64.
Isn't Bomberman 64 really bad, too?
No, that game is amazing.
No,
I have it right there.
What's the other... There was another game. Was it Quest 64 that was really bad?
That game sucked, but a lot of people liked it.
I guess like a cult following.
Yeah, it was hard as hell. I just remember whenever you would get into a fight with an enemy, and like everything in the game looked the same. So I'd be walking down a path to get from point A to point B, get into a fight with an enemy, he would unknowingly switch my position, and then I'd be walking all the way back to the start, and then I'd get there and be like, oh, great. Now I have to walk all the way back, fight the same enemies again.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll have to find another bad game next week or next month or whatever.
Next year.
Next, anyway.
In the next 10 years.
Sean, why are we making these noises? Because last night we watched Lords of Salem.
Yeah. The Rob Zombie classic.
Oh.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
No.
Am I glad not to?
No, yeah, it's not bad. It's not a bad movie.
Oh, it's only a year old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it came out last year. But
why is it love?
Well, do you know what that is referring to?
If I didn't see the movie, I wouldn't know what it's referring
to. Okay, okay. Well, basically, we're not even going to go into the whole main plot.
Spoilers!
I told Jason, I said, look, the last 30 minutes of this movie is just ridiculous. It's just...
Yeah, that's an understatement.
It's just stuff's happening and...
She's riding a goat.
You don't know what's going on. It's satanic looking. There's a bunch of just naked people. And
a lot of boobs.
Is there a good naked people or is it kind of...
yes and never no.
Saw I'd say there's more bad naked than good naked.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a typical Rob Zombie kind of...
But
was he in Devil's Rejects?
Was he in Devil's Rejects? I don't think
so. No, the woman though, the blonde, wasn't that his wife?
Oh yeah. She's in everything that he does.
Yeah,
like
so is her butt.
Yeah, so
yeah,
he
no,
loves
really. Can
showing
she
her
not
ass.
Keep her jeans up or something? In every movie, her jeans.
The first time you see her in Lords of Salem, she's just laying butt ass naked. With her butt hanging out off the top.
Well, how about the infamous shot from American Ghost Story where the camera pans over and it's just that nice, sweet ass on screen, but it's really the guy laying there? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's right. You were like... Oh,
I was like, wow, look at that butt.
Look at that ass.
The man.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
Guy. Oh, man.
I knew you were going to do that, too.
What are you trying to say?
Hey, he had a nice butt. All right. No harm.
Apparently.
Men can have nice butts, too.
Anyway, yeah, Lords of Salem was just—it was good.
It starts a little slow, but it's like the best way I can describe it is it's basically Rob Zombie's own satanic version of Rosemary's Baby.
Okay, I know that.
Just done in a more modern sort of
way. Yeah.
More like I don't know, like secluded. Because it deals with the Salem witches and, you know, Wiccans and
is
all
it
that
present
stuff.
Time?
It's present time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are flashbacks to the witches.
The
1600s. Lots of weird stuff, weird imagery going on in the movie. But it basically it's like the main character is his wife. She's a local radio DJ.
Yeah.
I told there was a point in the movie where they were actually referencing Dead Air, Jason's TV pilot.
Well, they actually use the proper term Dead Air.
Yeah,
and
I'm
just like,
oh, probably sued.
I mean, if they were actually talking about my unreleased TV show, that would have been awesome.
The one that's not anyway. I'm not going to get
which will never be made.
Yeah, unless you find those stick figures. But so it's this guy comes in, he's hawking some, I don't know, some band or whatever with new music, and he's a real weird guy. And after he leaves, they go down to the front desk and there's this record that was left specifically for her, and she plays it, and it's just like
it's
this
weird noise,
this weird like satanic
yep.
Wait,
how'd that go?
No, I'm not doing that again. But the record is apparently causing certain people who I guess were they related to?
They were like related to the witches incident.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It caused them to like become tranced somewhat, and it was causing Rob Zombie's wife, we'll just call her Rob Zombie's wife, to like start going kind of crazy, and like she was
seeing
like freaking out, seeing
she
stuff.
Tripping.
The priest, Jason's favorite
this
scene.
This is the best scene. She like goes to church to pray for some reason, and the priest just takes her head and like puts it in his lap, like, and you know you start hearing like suggestive noises and like sucking noises, and then he's just like shouting at the top of his lungs like satanic words, like I don't even remember. But then it just quickly, like right before he's about to climax, the camera just jump cuts and he just has blood pouring out of his
just
mouth,
like,
and he's like, blah, blah, blah.
and then she wakes up.
And she, it was a dream.
Yeah,
and okay. and he's still sitting next to her. He's like, "You just fell asleep. Are you okay?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "I gotta get away."
Obviously, he's not a good priest then.
But oh my god, it was so unintentionally funny.
But so I guess the idea of the movie is that the witches were put a curse on the reverend who
burned her,
who burned all the witches back in the 1600s,
yeah,
in Salem. And the Rob Zombie's wife is like a descendant, yeah, of the reverend who they put a curse on. So the idea is, I think they didn't specifically, you know, state that they were trying to have the son of Satan born.
It was implied.
I mean, kind of. Well,
she gave birth to some weird thing.
There was a flashback where the one witch gave birth and they were disgusted because it didn't come out looking like a Satan baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's what their goal was. So the people who were living in the house with Rob Zombie's wife were witches.
Yeah. And you don't know that right away, but spoilers.
No, you don't know that right away, but they're trying to get her to basically have Satan's child. And Satan is Danny DeVito in a pig costume.
DeVito's in the movie?
No,
it's...
That would be hilarious.
No, like, Satan is like a tiny little pig thing. Like the pig man from Seinfeld.
Kind of.
You don't really see a full shot of it. It's kind of like silhouettes, dark, just dark shadows.
But
like,
it looks like outlines. This midget pig, yeah, like, thing.
It's supposed to be Satan.
It's supposed to be Satan.
Or
yeah.
Satan, like, Satan as a kid. Pretty much,
like,
right?
The
what was the one scene? She goes into the room with, like, the burning cross, and there's, like, the big, giant, yeti-looking monster behind her.
I thought that was Satan.
What the heck was that?
I need to see this movie.
I don't know. But I don't think it was Satan. I think it was just, like, a demon. Like, I don't think it was... Because remember, they have to prepare her for Satan, because, like, she gives him a handy.
Yeah.
Too.
Like, she jerks Satan off.
He like shoots his
claim that
he shoots his tentacles at her.
Yeah, I'm like this actually happened in the movie.
Yeah, no, this is all accurate. And she's like,
this happened in real life, guys.
Yeah, and she's just like holding him, but like they're shaking, so it's kind of like she's, you know, masturbating him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be clean, by the way. And
your handy's pretty clean.
Yeah. So, and then, like, I don't think that was the end of it, because then we see the little Satan thing before we get to Friday, I think, or Thursday.
Yeah.
That's another thing. It's literally, like, 5-day spans. So it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we see him again, and she falls into bed, and then he just appears, like, oh, ripe for the picking. So we're to assume that he had impregnated her by that point.
Yeah.
So... I guess by the end she was going to have the baby.
Yeah.
And it goes through this huge montage where they're in a theater.
Yeah, like in an opera house.
And everyone just gets naked.
Mm-hmm.
Like a giant orgy kind of thing.
All women.
There wasn't really an orgy. It was all women.
All Wiccans.
All Wiccans. And they all just disrobe and, you know, then it gets into this weird montage where it's a bunch of naked women with... masks over their head and this giant priest guy with no face. And then she goes into a boardroom with like urinals in it. And like, there's a bunch of
that.
Yeah, well, that's where the scene was. That
right. Yeah.
And
I was going to say, is this where it comes up with a...
Yeah. The guy, there's six guys like with no faces. They're like, have cloaks on and they have, their junk out and their red junk and their
it wasn't even, it was like, I could say it was pretty much just, they were holding dildos, weren't they?
But it was supposed to be like, that's their things, you know.
This movie's getting crazy around the second.
And
we should watch it later. I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
And they're literally just like masturbating. Literally.
Yeah, and it's just going.
And you just hear.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm feeling this is going to be sexually somehow.
There's a lot of
basically
stuff like
the
that
movie is like a really good haunted house story up until the last 30 minutes where it just gets balls to the wall weird. Where she's having the kid and she just tripping.
She eventually does have the kid.
Yeah.
Where she's like, it looks like a pagan ritual by the time that she has it. She's laying on the, like, these rocks or something and the blood's coming out from her area. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And, you know, like, they're, like, picking up the blood coming out and, like, wiping it on her. And
that's lovely.
And eventually the baby comes out and the baby looks like the It kind of looks like the alien that from the first Men in Black movie that comes out.
All the tentacles.
The baby alien with the tentacles. It kind of looks like that, but without a head.
Okay.
And like the main, you know, witch is like cuddling it and everything. And
the last shot is of Rob Zombie's wife just standing on top of them with her eyes just white.
Her eyes are white. She looks like a
statue.
Like a statue standing over top of, standing over top of all these like dead bodies of naked women.
So it becomes like their mother of some sort.
I don't know.
No
like
idea.
It looks like a religious visual thing where she's just standing there, and literally it's just a pile of at least like 20 naked women underneath of her, and then it cuts, and then written directed by Rob Zombie, and then they go to the thing where it's like, you know, it's like a I guess it was just like a radio
news report.
And they were saying how, you know, there was a mass suicide by, you know, claiming to be a pagan religion or witches or whatever. And then they say that she wasn't found. She's missing, the wife, Rob Zombie's wife. It's not a bad movie at all.
No, it's just strange.
It's very interesting. And it was funny because Jason, was a little concerned at the beginning because he was like, man, it's really, there's a lot of spots and stuff all over the picture because it looks like a dirty picture.
Yeah, it's grainy.
It's very grainy. And I was, well, it's supposed to be like that because
I thought it was just my PlayStation 4. And
I thought his PS4 was, well, was
not doing
are like that.
Yeah. But
I was going to say, they're all kind of like that 70s kind of like grainy look.
It was shot digitally and it was added in. But there's a couple shots that aren't that though.
You got to put in a good-looking movie. Like I said, like maybe Man of Steel on Blu-ray.
Yeah, but like, for example, all the flashbacks and everything, super, super grainy, which is probably for the best because you don't see the old naked women.
God, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of old naked women in this.
Maybe
like,
I won't watch
it. You see, like, sock boobs.
I don't think I don't think those are real, though.
It could be just costume.
It could be. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it is a good movie. I won't deny that. Lords of Salem is a great movie, or good movie, but... It's just strange.
It's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
It, like, really makes you think when it's done. Like, there's the part where she's just on a goat, just riding it.
She's riding a goat.
Just like, woo!
And then she's like, isn't she making out with, like, a juggalo or something?
No, she, like, has face paint on.
That's when she meets Satan for the first time. She's wearing face paint for some reason.
She looks like a juggalo.
And Jason was like, wow, she looks like a juggalo.
Yeah, but same clown posse guys.
Yeah, but like when they was going through that crazy montage, it was like she was dancing with some guy.
Oh, right, yeah. I forgot about
for
that.
No
one
reason.
Of those priests just like grinding on him.
Something. I think it looked kind of like Rob Zombie in face paint, but it wasn't.
He probably made an appearance somewhere in there.
I don't know. The other main character, the guy, the quote-unquote love interest guy, looked a lot like Rob Zombie, but it wasn't.
And then there's the dad from Kenan and Kel in it, Ken Forhey.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Rockmore.
Ken Forey. Yeah. He's in all of his movies.
Yeah, he's a very B-list actor.
Oh, wasn't he in the, he was in Devil's Rejects, right? He was was he the clown guy?
No, he was the pimp. The pimp who ran the whorehouse that they went to for shelter.
Okay, yeah.
Remember, him and Michael Behrman are the ones who, they go to get the chicken, they're getting chickens, he's like, you gonna oh, sorry. Damn it!
Beep!
Damn it! He's like, are you gonna F this chicken?
Well, you're quoting, so you weren't technically like...
And he's like...
Just put a chicken noise over it.
You think I'm gonna F this chicken? And he's like, no, I'm not gonna F this chicken. Because the guy don't want to sell the chicken because he thinks he's gonna screw with the chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll F chickens.
But yeah, dude... We should watch.
I was
Lords
on such a good streak.
We should watch Lords of Salem later. I mean, like, I think you get a kick out of it.
Mm.
I was purposely trying to film his reactions to it.
Oh yeah, you got them all on tape, didn't you?
Yeah, but you were a little subdued during some of it, though. I thought you were gonna be freaking out though.
When she starts, well, I've seen a lot, man.
I think it would have helped if the volume was louder, because when I was watching it originally, it was on a surround sound system and it was like pretty loud. And that's where you could hear, like, very clearly, you know, the...
Well, you gotta think, like, sound is a really important thing in movies in general.
Yeah. Well, he was afraid because of the jump... He doesn't like the jump scares.
No.
I don't blame him.
I don't like that stuff either.
No, but...
I played Outlast.
And it's really a cheap way of going about it, but I told him, I said, there's really not many jump scares
in
there.
No, there's like one, maybe.
Yeah. It's just, the only times that it gets real loud is when they're playing the music that's... You know,
how's it go?
How's it go again? Yeah.
He motions his hand going up and up.
I want that as my ringtone.
I wonder if he could get that song.
Yeah. Rob Zombie probably has it.
Probably on his album.
He probably has the record. They play it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Cool story, bro.
I hope it has comment. I don't know. Does it have commentary on it? I would love to listen to that commentary track. If it has, let's see. Yes, it has commentary.
Oh Lord!
I'm gonna have to listen to that.
Just Rob Zombie just making those noises himself.
Yeah. See, this is when she looks like a juggalo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's very attractive.
Face paint. Yeah, that's right. She has like these cornrows and tattoos all over her. And Jason was
extremely
like,
"Does black she... eyes?"
Yeah, Jason was like, "Does she normally look like that?" I'm like, "No."
What you mean, like
the wife?
Like,
in real life?
Like, no, she's normally. She's like a blonde chick.
Yeah,
she's got a nice butt though.
Well, she likes showing it off. I don't know if it's really nice.
I mean, it's average. Not. It's not big.
No.
It's like she's very skinny.
Yeah. Well, you see her other half too. I'm trying to be very.
You can say PG. Boobs.
Can I say boobs?
You can say we'll breasts.
Make this PG-13.
Breasts.
Say breasts.
Chesticles.
Chesticles. Yeah, and they're not that impressive either. So, you know.
Well, Kyle, you should watch Lords of Salem. I'll watch it with you. It's a good ghost movie.
It's not a ghost movie. It's not really a ghost. It's more of a
good demonic movie.
It's better than the ghost movie you watch, I thought.
Yes.
I think Red Letter Media put it the best way when they said it's really just a collection of just weird things.
Yeah.
Just put together.
Way. Cool.
I mean, if you've been on 4chan and if you've been on Reddit, you've probably seen worse.
I've been on worse channels than those. Not the
Mental Zero.
Mental Zero and, yeah, other websites that are not meant for
human children. Eyes.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Oh, well, Mental Zero is not a very good website.
What is it?
It's just a collection of just bad things.
Bad things?
It's just a collection of bad videos.
Bad words.
That are, you know, it's interesting to see, but, you know, it ranges from, like, there's different categories. There's shocking, and there's, like, there's almost like pornographic stuff. I don't actually even watch that stuff because it's kind of weird.
Yeah, okay.
No, I seriously don't. Mental Zero is not meant for that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But there's
you're
like,
so by it with your accident. Lotion and tissues.
Oh, yeah. Car accident kind of, you know, KY jelly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were that sensitive.
No, yeah. No, it's like just shocking videos, you know.
I don't care how shocking you are.
Car accidents.
You know. Oh, really? Is Tracy Morgan on
the
there?
Aftermath.
Oh, I'm sure. Is it too soon?
No, I'm sure they could find a camera if someone took a video of it. You ever heard of Faces of Death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that.
That.
But a website. Okay.
And what's it called?
Mental Zero.
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
All right.
So you've seen Faces of Death?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We saw it with
we watched it together, didn't we?
Cameron once.
We watched it with Cameron?
Yeah.
Were you holding hands?
Yeah.
It's a little overrated. Some of it's fake.
Oh, a lot of it's fake.
Yeah. So I was like, when the guy gets eaten by an alligator, and I'm just like, that was so fake.
Yeah.
Well, in the first one, the guy gets in a fight with a bear, and he might as well just be in a bear costume.
Yeah.
Because you can clearly tell the bear's fake.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's an alligator one. I mean, they have like the aftermath scenes of like the plane crashed in mm-hmm. like California or something. That was real, because that plane literally did explode over like a residential area, and it was like. One person was talking about how like a body just went flying through the living room window, and it's just like, and that's nice. Yeah, you know, sitting there having like watching a football game and seeing a dead body come right through your window is like pretty terrifying.
I believe the only thing in the first one that's actually legit are the autopsies in the beginning.
Oh yeah, those too. Yeah,
I think that's the only thing. But otherwise, yeah,
the alien autopsies.
No, just a regular. The movie starts. It's just like autopsies.
No, you know, it's just supposed to be about death. You know, like
there's like three of them.
Really?
Not many movies.
I thought
you know?
It was about
there's a
bunch
series.
Of clowns.
Yeah, there's like you know, it's not about most movies. You don't see real people die unless you're watching the first Twilight Zone movie.
Yeah, unless you're watching Twilight Zone.
And then when you watch,
I heard
they
burned that footage. By the way,
they burned that footage.
Yeah.
Well, they probably did. It's probably some cursed thing or something.
Well, it's probably also for legal reasons.
Yeah, but I mean, when you see that helicopter scene in that movie, in that first section of mm-hmm. that movie, the mm-hmm. first movie,
it can be found on YouTube.
Well, yeah, the scene you can from watch the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see anything happen because of the lighting and all that. But when a helicopter crashes into the water, you know that someone just died.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like a famous actor and some little Asian kid.
Yep.
Actually, I think two kids died.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Two Vietnamese kids.
Yeah. Got literally decapitated. And watching that movie and you're seeing that guy play that role and you just know that literally...
He was a popular actor too, Vic Morrow.
Yeah, he was very popular. And that was his literally his last role.
Literally, because his head rolled.
He had to retire.
He lost his head over it. So
Mom always told him to use his head.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Dude, like on YouTube, do they have the clip from like the Faces of Death clip from when the helicopter falls on them? And you could just tell like the helicopter falls next to them, but then the blades fall right on them. And they basically got severed in half vertically. It's nuts.
If you think that's nuts, I have a chainsaw video you need to watch.
I've seen plenty of chainsaw videos.
Which one?
Oh, the Mexican one?
Did you saw the Mexican 4chan. One?
I've seen, that's very common. The cartel like to do with their chainsaws.
Yeah, but you don't see them very often.
All right, let's change the subject. I don't want people to think that we're sadists.
What about when he takes it to the neck? It's just like,
dude.
But
yeah.
He doesn't go all the way. And it's just like, ugh. And then he goes.
There's nothing quite like hearing a blood gurgling death.
Does it turn you on?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, I can see that.
Papa Chubby.
Get a fatty.
No, we're not sick people. We're just curious. That's all.
Yeah.
Curious.
Yeah, death
sick.
Is curious to everybody.
I guess so.
Since it happens to everybody.
Poor Tracy Morgan.
He's not dead.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was.
What? No.
He's not dead.
Well.
The Walmart driver is screwed.
Yeah, his career is dead.
Yeah.
His career? He might be going to jail.
I don't know. They don't know if he's really going to go to jail yet because.
Did he just like fall asleep at the wheel
or anything like that? Yeah, he had extreme lack of sleep.
Well, that's
because Walmart was pushing him to keep driving.
Yeah,
so Walmart might be in more trouble than he is.
Mm.
Which is fair because that whole guy like that was his job and stuff, and it was because he hit a celebrity all of a sudden.
Well, I think Walmart was threatening him. They were like, "Oh, we're going to kill your family if you say you were asleep."
Yeah.
To me, that sounds a bit plausible.
Walmart probably would say that, too. We're gonna kill your family. We're going to kill everybody.
We're Walmart.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, they're like the North... if you escape North Korea and they imprison your entire family, Walmart will do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You quit
mm-hmm.
or something.
Well,
yeah,
there's
a North Korean video game, so if you ever want to try that
out. Yeah, the North Korean video game.
Yeah, where you could play as the great emperor himself.
Kim Jong-un.
Or Dennis Rodman.
So. Or Dennis Rodman's his right-hand man.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like a side-scroller shoot-em-up,
like Contra.
Yeah.
Oh. I want to play as Dennis
Rodman.
And
you kill Americans, so I don't recommend
playing
if you're not, you know.
So what you're saying is you're on the TSA list now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they show Americans coming in as, like, deaf to all Americans, like, you know, America's evil and all that stuff.
Hmm.
But we're making a movie about him, too, so.
Yeah, the Seth Rogen, James Franco movie.
Yeah. They're trying to assassinate him.
Yeah. And I hope he watches it and goes, huh.
I saw that.
And then I hope he gets assassinated.
By Seth Rogen?
Yeah, Seth Rogen's like, did you like my movie? He's like, yes, I did. It worked. That'd be hilarious.
if you think about it, we could just assassinate him if we wanted to now. Just
with a nuke.
Yeah, droid. Blow him up the palace.
Droid.
Blow him up the palace.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dennis Rodman could. Maybe Dennis Rodman's the secret
agent.
All
you gotta do is put a bomb inside Dennis Rodman's body.
No, put it inside a basketball.
And
just run away. Have the basketball blow up and kill the
entire... Dennis Rodman would be a good secret agent.
He'd be the perfect secret agent.
You never know.
And then when they're attacking, he just keeps throwing basketballs at them.
Yeah, like Pokeballs?
Yeah, they shoot bullets at him, he just throws basketballs.
Maybe Dennis Rodman was the one who threw that basketball at the guy.
In the movie?
No,
I don't even know.
You're right. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
They should have the whole entire 1990s Chicago Bulls team go in and attack North Korea.
Oh, Jesus. Are they also alive?
I think most of them might be.
Oh, okay.
Was Michael Jordan part of that team?
Yeah, Michael Jordan was the obviously most popular.
As long as he goes with Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Space Jam.
Toon Squad.
Scottie Pippen.
Bill
Murray.
Yeah, Jinx. Mm-hmm. Bill Murray Jinx is the
What's
best.
His name,
Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight, yep.
It's flat.
Newman.
That was a great movie. Next one.
I just remember in Looney Tunes Back in Action, the 2003 one, which was supposedly horrible.
Oh,
there's one scene where the main... I forget who the main villain was.
Wasn't it Steve Martin?
Yeah. He unzips himself, and it's Michael Jordan. They play the Space Jam music. So for like 10 seconds, you're like, oh man, Space Jam's coming back. But then he unzips himself again, and it's just back to Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm.
The weirdest cameo ever.
I heard that Space Jam sequel thing isn't true.
Oh, with LeBron?
Yeah.
LeBron James?
I'd see it.
What? I would really?
I would not see it.
I would take you to see it, Sean.
LeBron. What
would it be better, though, if it was LeBron or Kobe Bryant?
Dennis Rodman.
Kobe could try to rape what's her face. What's the bun? The female bunny from the movie?
You're sick.
What's it?
Babs.
Babs. Babs Bunny. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant probably already has. That's why he's not in the movie.
Well, no, he could buy her jewelry and call it off.
Didn't he pee on someone?
Kobe?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'll think of what's his name, the rapper.
Oh, R. Kelly.
Yeah, he peed on someone.
Yeah, underage.
Yeah.
That was underage.
Well, drip, drip, drip.
At least Kobe raped someone who was of age.
I don't know if that's a good thing to say. I think I'd rather get peed on than get raped.
You might want to bleep that part out.
Yeah.
Aw. Why? Yeah, am I going to get in trouble?
Editor.
Yes.
Yeah, never going to be called violent watching people that like rape.
Well, you can say the word rape. That's not wrong with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
Well.
Dead air.
So, we'll have to think of something else to really watch that's really bad.
Well,
that's really bad.
I did my turn. One of you guys can pick something bad.
Yeah.
I can pick a game.
You pick a bad game. Sean, you can pick a bad movie.
I have a game in mind. So.
Okay.
I wanted to do a Len Kapuscinski movie.
Okay. Do the season, or was it Season of the Wolf or something?
Curse of the Wolf.
Curse of the Wolf.
See, watch Worker Man.
Not the bees.
It's
the original.
Huh?
Let's do Worker Man.
Oh, you really want to do Worker Man.
I've never seen the whole thing. I've just seen the YouTube clips.
Really? You know James Franco's in the movie?
What?
You never knew that?
No.
Yeah.
Because I guess it wasn't that good.
Play one of the bees?
He's not in the movie very much, but he's in the movie.
When Nicolas Cage punches the woman in the face.
In the bear suit?
Yeah.
That's part of Faces of Death.
Hey, what's in the bag?
That was from Faces
a shark?
I love the part where he's just like, it's a shot of his face and he's just panting. The camera pans out and he's holding a dead body in his hand and he looks down and he's just like, ah!
Yeah, so we should watch that.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
And we'll play a bad video game.
Yes. Yes, we will. Well, I think we're done.
Should we just show them that last part?
Yes.
With no recollection of anything else?
I think so.
So how do you want to end this off? Should we...
Let's end it off with a song.
End it off with...
Doo-dap, doo-doo, da-dap, ba-doo,
doo-doo. Should I end with the music if I can find it?
You should start our podcast and end it with that. And then we might get some Satan followers.
Should we just be saying gibberish, just like random?
No, I'll try to find that on YouTube. You guys
You're not going to find it.
Really? You think so?
That'd be funny if it was on the soundtrack when they came out in the movie.
I would do that just as a joke.
Boom, 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 boom. That's my best rendition.
Wait, I'm typing in on YouTube.
On YouTube?
Lords of Salem.
Good luck with that.
Lords of Salem theme song.
I don't know if it's a theme song, but you can try. No, that's not it.
It's pretty creepy.
It's not the song.
Are we done now?
I'm going to have to find the song.
Wait, let me just try this last one.
Hey.
Satan, we give you this sacrifice.
Here it kind of is.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
And then we'll just hook their arms like that. In the movie.
Well, we just possessed several million people. What am I? I'm just kidding. No one listens to this.
Maybe one person.
Me.
Bye.
Bye.